Hi, it's Charlie Connolly here. I write every week in the New European on books and literature and great European lives. If you'd like to enjoy more from the New European, you can join us by subscribing at theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. That's theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. Great European Lives from the New European. Zsa Zsa Gabor, 6th of February 1917 to the 18th of December 2016. The festive wrapping paper was a special touch. In the late evening of Christmas Eve 1953, all the Gabor women were at Zsa Zsa's Bel Air mansion. Mother Jolie, sisters Ava and Magda, and six-year-old Francesca, Zsa Zsa's daughter with her second husband, Conrad Hilton. Also there was the Dominican playboy Porfirio Rubirosa, with whom Zsa Zsa was enjoying a long affair, despite still being married to, if separated from, the British film star George Sanders. What the Gabors didn't know that night was that Sanders was creeping around outside, with a private detective and a photographer, hoping to catch his wife in a compromising position with Rubirosa and head off Zsa Zsa's alimony demands in the forthcoming, inevitably messy, divorce. Zsa Zsa and Rubirosa were in her bedroom when the brick arced out of the darkness and crashed through the glass of the French windows. It lay on the carpet among the shards, wrapped like a Christmas present in brightly coloured paper. As Rubirosa scrambled out of bed and ran for the bathroom, Sanders shouted, "Merry Christmas, one and all," through the broken window, and let himself in as the photographer's flashbulb popped. Zsa Zsa calmly walked naked across the room to her dressing gown, slipped it on over her shoulders, told Sanders how lovely it was to see him, and that they should go downstairs where his Christmas present, the key to a new Mercedes, was lying under the tree. It was a scene that encapsulated Zsa Zsa Gabor. Unflappable, self-assured, comfortable with scandal, and able to turn on a performance at the drop of a brick. Even the gift-wrapped masonry left in the middle of the floor, its frivolous, glitzy exterior covering a rough-edged hardness, could be an allegory for one of the 20th century's most unforgettable personalities. Zsa Zsa Gabor will always be remembered as the serial bride, recounting her turbulent marital history on the chat show circuit in a series of zinging one-liners. "I'm a great housekeeper. Every time I leave a man, I keep the house. How many husbands have I had? You mean, apart from my own?" It's possible that she was the first celebrity ever to be described as famous for being famous, a description bestowed as long ago as 1952 by the society hostess Elsa Maxwell. But behind the chiffon, diamonds, quips and serial matrimony, there was a canny and determined operator who never lost touch with her European roots. Zsa Zsa Gabor arrived in the United States in 1941, aged 24, and with a letter of introduction to the British actor Basil Rathbone in her pocket. She'd left behind her first husband, the Turkish propaganda minister Burhan Belga, but taken his diplomatic passport, which enabled her to escape from a turbulent Europe, as well as help herself to a few precious stones from his collection. Her sisters soon followed. Then, 3 years later, their ambitious mother, as the Gabors slipped easily into new roles as tantalizingly exotic society women from the old style Imperial Europe. As the television host Merv Griffin put it, they burst onto the society pages and into the gossip columns so suddenly and with such force, it was like they'd been dropped out of the sky. Within months of her arrival, Zsa Zsa had married Conrad Hilton, founder of the hotel chain and the second of her eight husbands, Well, 9, if you count the quickly annulled 3-day union with a bigamous Mexican actor officiated at sea by the captain of a ship. Sanders followed, married in 1947 and divorced shortly after the gift-wrapped brick incident. Then came an industrialist, an oil magnate, a man who helped to design Barbie, the lawyer who acted for her in her divorce from the man who helped to design Barbie, and finally, in 1986, a German, who styled himself a prince after paying a hefty fee to be legally adopted by a noblewoman, who was a great-niece of Kaiser Wilhelm II, and who had an eye for the main chance. With all the hullabaloo surrounding her nuptial enthusiasm, it's often forgotten that Gabor had a fairly successful, if idiosyncratic, film and television career. In 1952, she starred in John Huston's Moulin Rouge, received rave reviews 2 years later for her performance in Lily, and in 1958 appeared in Orson Welles' classic Touch of Evil. From there, her career meandered through cameos in series such as Bonanza and Batman, and celluloid oddities like Frankenstein's Artie Tilly and Wonton Ton, the dog that saved Hollywood. The problem was that none of her screen roles were a patch on her single defining role, being herself, that was taken on by the young Sari Gabor in her formative years in Hungary and honed until there was no distinction between Sari and Zsa Zsa. Born in Budapest during the freezing early weeks of 1917, Sari was the middle daughter of Vilmos Gabor, a diamond merchant turned cavalry colonel in the Austro-Hungarian army, away fighting in the First World War. Her mother was the formidable Jolie, who had nursed ambitions to be an actress until it was decided for her that she would marry instead. By the 1930s, Jolie had established a string of jewellery shops across Budapest, which, combined with her husband's existing wealth, led to a very comfortable existence for the Gabor sisters. They attended the city's most exclusive Catholic girls' school and were from a young age fixtures at Hungarian society events. "There were vacations at our house on the shores of Lake Balaton," recalled Zsa Zsa, "excursions in our Mercedes, and parties glittering with beautiful women and dashing men, waltzing together under the flickering light of our crystal chandeliers." Jolie was determined that her daughters should have the career opportunities denied to her, and set about creating them with impressive ruthlessness. In 1936, 19-year-old Zsa Zsa claimed to have become Miss Hungary. Officials pointed out that she'd been disqualified when Jolie attempted to bribe the judges. When Zsa Zsa then finished second from last in a talent contest, Jolie sent her to the winner's ball anyway, and had her sing, standing on a table, during a lull in the prize-giving ceremony. The Austrian tenor Richard Tauber was in the audience, and, according to Zsa Zsa, immediately cast her in his operetta The Singing Dream in Vienna. When her father insisted she attend a Swiss finishing school, Zsa Zsa eloped to Turkey with Belga, who became her first husband. She would claim the marriage was never consummated, and that her first sexual relationship had been with the Turkish premier, Kemal Atatürk. She would never live in Hungary again after 1941, but for all her Hollywood glamour, Zsa Zsa Gabor never stopped being Hungarian. When the Soviet Union sent in the tanks in 1956 to remove the reformist government of Imre Nagy, Gabor implored the US government to intervene. She helped to raise $20 million to support the oppressed Hungarians, including $500,000 of her own money. Towards the end of her life, she expressed a sincere wish to spend her final years in the land of her birth. A series of health issues prevented any return. Gabor was badly injured in a 2002 car crash that left her in a wheelchair. She became a virtual recluse. A stroke and heart surgery followed 3 years later, while a hip replacement in 2010 led to an infection that required the amputation of her right leg. It was a sad decline for a woman of vast energy and fierce intelligence, someone who Henry Kissinger described as one of the brightest women I ever met. She mixed her privileged upbringing with the tenacity of a street brawler. It was a combination that frequently landed her in hot water. In 1969, in the most un-Jar-Jar surroundings of Uxbridge Magistrates Court, she was fined £10 for using language likely to cause offence or grievance to officials at Heathrow Airport. They'd attempted to prevent her bringing her dog into the UK. It was, according to the magistrate, not the language one would expect from a lady, or indeed any woman. 20 years later, in Hollywood, she was sentenced to 3 days in prison for slapping a police officer. He'd had the audacity not only to pull over her Rolls-Royce, but then find Gabor driving with an expired licence and a bottle of vodka on the passenger seat. "I admit I have a Hungarian temper," she said. "Why not? We are descendants of Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun." Through the course of her life, she intoxicated a range of admirers and suitors, from H.G. Wells and George Bernard Shaw to Frank Sinatra, Richard Burton and Sean Connery, with whom she had affairs, and Elvis Presley, John F. Kennedy and Henry Fonda, who she turned down. In doing so, she helped to create modern celebrity, a role she devised for herself and for which she was perfectly suited. Part aristocrat, part courtesan, part film star. Rooted in Europe, but made for America. She summed it up best herself when she said, "I deserve attention, not because of any talent, just because of who I am." Great European Lives is brought to you by The New European. It's written and presented by Charlie Connolly, and the series producer is Steve Anglesey.